Yes, greetings to you. This is Stefan with a thought for today. The psalm for today is Psalm 69, 70. And save me, O Yahweh, for the floods are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. My eyes fail while I wait for my mighty one. For my sovereign one. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty that I restored that which I took not away. O Yahweh, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Yahweh of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake. O mighty one of Israel, I am such a fool. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. Now this is prophetically speaking ahead of the Messiah, as this was written thousands of years ago, but it looked ahead to the Messiah there somewhere in the year 31. Because for my sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face, I have become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. You can also find that in Romans 15, verse 3. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting that was to my reproach, I make sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Yahweh, in an acceptable time, O Father, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Yahweh, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. And hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. See, that's where the Messiah took our sin, as he took all of the shame upon himself. It was bad enough he took the shame and the punishment, but that he is the Almighty. How he humbled himself on the tree at Calvary 2,000 years ago. Praise be to the Messiah. So back to the Psalm 69, verse 20. Reproach has broken my heart. I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Verse 23. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. So there's speak very highly for eternal security. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O Yahweh, set me up on high. I will praise the name of Yahweh with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please Yahweh better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek Yahweh. For Yahweh hears the poor and despises not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein. For Yahweh will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Let's finish here with Psalm 70, five verses, all five. Make haste, O Yahweh, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Yahweh. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back. Let them be ashamed and confounded. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha! Aha! Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let Yahweh be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O Yahweh. Thou art my help and my deliverer, O Yahweh. Make no tarrying. That was Psalm 70. These are the scriptures on the thought for today. Shalom. You're starting out on the right foot with Psalm 71 on the thought for today. Psalm 71, In thee, O Yahweh, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline your ear unto me, and save me. But thou, my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort, thou hast given commandment to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my Father, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Yahweh, my Father, thou art my trust from my youth, O Sovereign One. But thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, Yahweh has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O Yahweh, be not far from me. O my Father, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach, and let them be dishonored that seek my hurt. And at verse 14 now, this is a song that we sing. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness, and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of Yahweh, the Sovereign. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O Heavenly Father, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O Yahweh, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O Sovereign, is very high. Who has done great things, O Yahweh? Who is like unto thee? You have showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again. You have showed me that great and sore troubles shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my Sovereign. Unto thee will I sing with a harp, O thou separated one of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. That was Psalm 71. Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgments, O Yahweh, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace so long as the moon endures. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. Next, in verse 10, the kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. They'll fall down before the Messiah. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that has no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and he shall save the souls of the needy. Now the poor here is those called, those chosen, those elected ones of the Messiah. And I strongly suspect that that includes you and me. Verse 14, he shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. He shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. Now, this could not only refer to the Messiah necessarily, but perhaps to King David himself. So daily shall he be praised or raised up. There shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shape like Lebanon, or rather shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. Now that could not only be David, King David's name, but of course our Messiah's name, Yahusha. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be Yahweh, the Father, or the Sovereign, the Father of Israel, who has only done wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, or blessed be his esteemed name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his esteem. Hallel and Hallel. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended with Psalm 72 and verse 20. May each of your days be a day full of love. Just this one thing I pray to Yahweh, that may each of your days be a day full of love. Truly, Yahweh is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Hi, I'm reading Psalm 73 here in A Thought for Today, and now in verse 2. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasses them about as a chain, violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than a heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning unjust gain or oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how does Yahweh know? How does Yahweh know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. they increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the set-apart place of Yahweh. Then I understood. I understood their end. Surely you did set them in slippery places. You cast them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation, as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awakes, so, O Yahweh, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me up by... You held me up by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to esteem. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart fails, but Yahweh is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to Yahweh. I have put my trust in Yahweh, that I may declare all thy works. That's Psalm 73. Here is Psalm 74 on the thought for today from the Scriptures. O Yahweh, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why does thy anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion wherein thou hast dwelt, and Mount Zion. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy has done wickedly in the set-apart place. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations, they set up their incense for signs. A man was famous, according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees, but now they break down the carved work thereof at once, with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy set-apart place. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. And they said in their hearts, Let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of Yahweh in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knows how long. O Yahweh, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom, for Yahweh is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You have divided the sea by thy strength. You break the heads of the dragons. You broke the head of the dragons in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gave him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. And for the Leviathan, another word for that is the heathen or of Egypt. Although, of course, that wouldn't include all of Egyptians. But in general, in those days, in the Old Testament period, I suppose that most of them were included in, equating them with Leviathan. In verse 15, Yahweh, thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driest up mighty rivers. The day is thine. The night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. See Psalm 55, 17. Thou hast set up the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. There's only two seasons mentioned here, summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Yahweh, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of the poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. O, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O Yahweh, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult or the noise of those that rise up against thee increases continually. There we had Psalm 74. Thank you for joining us today. The thought for today, this is Stephen Young.